talk about laughter, and I'm going to ask my next guest if laughter is perhaps the best medicine. She should know. She runs the Funny Bone Foundation. Oh, where it says laughter really is the best medicine. So let's talk to you, Nancy C. Griner, Executive Director, Founder, and Head, am I allowed to say this, Head Fool?
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness, it's a compliment to be a Head Fool.
Oh yes, absolutely. Particularly if I'm called a golden idiot, I'm ecstatic.
Good. Glad we got that out of the way. Who is Nancy Griner?
Well, Nancy Griner is a therapeutic healthcare clown. Been working as a therapeutic healthcare clown for over 17 years.
Wow. Like clown.
Like a clown, just like you would think of, with the red nose and the big shoes.
Nice. Tell me, let's just answer the question. Is laughter really the best medicine?
Absolutely. Laughter truly is the best medicine, and that's what the Funny Bone Foundation is out to do, to prove that to be true. We are a nonprofit organization which uses laughter and humor to empower children in hospitals and medical centers with comic relief and play, very important, and play to enhance the emotional and social well-being of the child, along with the family members and staff. We're trained in the artistry of hospital clowning. We assess the hospital medical environments, the cultural sensitivity, and also the hospital hygiene, which is very, very important. We also meet and entertain residents of skilled nursing facilities right where they are. Instead of the residents being moved to a special area to see a performance, we, in our special way, we bring the performance to the residents. We stroll throughout the facilities, bringing a variety of skills such as music, yeah, magic, storytelling, juggling, and we connect one-on-one with the residents in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. Permission is always asked with both in the pediatrics and with the seniors,
right,
before entering a room. We empower them with a choice of a visit or not. We meet one-on-one,
wow,
in smaller groups,
right,
allowing better interaction and just a deeper connection.
Yes. And let me ask, you say we, is there a team?
Well, yes, there is a team. We usually work in teams of two because, as you know, it helps with comic relief to have two people to play off of each other, as well as another set of eyes watching for things in the environment. For example, you walk into a situation where there may be a precaution sign on a door.
Yes.
One person may not see that, and the other one say, oh, wait, hold on. We need to check and see what's going on before we walk in. So,
Important word here. You say you're dressed as healthcare clowns.
Yes. So we actually using creative costumes,
yes,
you know, and colorful to allow.
Like this looks like, are you a nurse clown?
Well, no, actually that day. Oh, yes. So in the senior centers, we're called vaudevillians,
oh,
or vaudeville performers.
No, that's cute. Yes.
So we go in as different characters. That particular photo that you're looking at is I was Mary the Merry Maid that day, and that was for spring cleaning. So the whole idea for the day was going around helping everyone with their spring cleaning. It was very interesting. Many people were very excited. Others were like, I don't think so.
And you go with what works, right?
Well, what happens is, right, it's a lot of improvisation with the work that we do. And so what we do is we assess the environment, looking to see where the people are in their environment, and we just use what's around in the environment using the therapeutic humor therapy.
Yes. You are a foundation, the Funny Bone Foundation, Nancy. How do you work? Are you obviously a nonprofit that is needing some dollars yourself?
Yeah, so the Funny Bone Foundation is a nonprofit art organization, and we are new, just in that startup stage. So
yes,
we are certainly looking for people to partner alongside of us, people who believe in the vision of using humor as a therapy. There are studies that have been done all around the world regarding the effectiveness of using clown therapy in children, not only with children in hospital settings or medical settings, but also with the seniors. It's been an incredible journey for the past 30 years where it was, invented, I'm not sure of the word, but established. It was established in 1986 by a professional clown. His name was Michael Christensen. He's also the co-founder of the Big Apple Circus, and it was his vision for therapeutic clowning, which has been now spread worldwide. It's amazing. You can even get a doctor clown
prescription.
Well, you can get a doctor clown prescription, but you can actually in Israel you can go to school.
Well, that would go back to you. How did you get into this?
Oh my goodness, how I fell into clowning. It was through puppetry. Oh. I had a puppetry team through my church back in Massachusetts, where I'm originally from. And I had one day gone out to a conference and saw a clown using her clown-ness skills to promote humor therapy, laughter therapy. And it was through that that I learned about the clown care program through the Big Apple Circus in New York. There was an opening. I auditioned. And here we are, 17 years later, working. I've worked all throughout New England and worked in Chicago, and now hoping to do the same thing here in West Michigan.
Thank you for that. So with a couple minutes left, Nancy, give me another scenario. So give me you're at the bedside of a child. What's happening?
Okay, I'll give you a really wonderful example. So I had a father approach myself and my partner. We were on the floors, and this was back in Boston, this story. And the father came, tapped me on the shoulder, and said, I see that you're going around room to room visiting everyone. Could you please come and visit my daughter? She had surgery, and due to the pain, she doesn't want to walk. All she has to do is walk so she can go home, so she can have some therapy and go home. Yes. And maybe you can make a difference in coming by. Maybe she'll want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. I turned to my partner. We were just finishing what we were doing, and I explained the situation. So we brainstormed for a minute and thinking, okay, walking, what can we do with walking? Parade. Oh. So we pulled out all our bells and whistles. We play instruments. We had our guitars, our ukuleles with us. We had bells. We had all kinds of noisemakers. We enlisted the help of all the nurses and the different staff, as well as some other children, and we began a parade, going and down the halls in her right by her room. Well, that piqued her interest. She asked her father what was going on. The father said the clowns were having a parade and they needed people in the parade. She said, I want to be in the parade. So with the help of the dad and the nurse, she walked in the parade.
That's what we needed.
At the end, the father came to us with tears streaming down his eyes saying, thank you. No one else could reach her. Thank you. Which, of course, we started to cry as well.
Clowns can cry, too.
We can cry. And that's the other thing, too, regarding the work that we do. We're not always there just for laughter. We're just there to connect. There are times, particularly when it's in the senior centers, sometimes a situation where they just want you to listen to them. They feel lonely. They've been moved from out of their own home. They're now in an environment where they're not used to being in, or it's not. It doesn't have the memories that they lived, you know, for many years of their lives. Sometimes they just want you to sit there and hold their hand and just connect one-on-one. You look into their eyes and they share. They share their deepest thoughts, and sometimes tears are needed, and they're healing tears.
Laughter really is the best medicine, thanks to you, the Funny Bone Foundation, under your leadership. Nancy, how do we find out more information?
You can go to www.funnybonefoundation.org.
great. Thank you for you and the good work that you are doing in our own backyard, Auntie Grant.
Thank you so much.